beef with you.
Oh, shit.
Just a little beef. It's not, we're not going to really go at it, but I just have a little tiny beef with you.
All right. What now?
I think when you recommend a television show to somebody, I think you have to stand by it. You know, you can't just recommend a TV show, hope they like it. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. And then they go on with their lives. I am taking my precious time to watch a television show you have recommended.
It better have been The Boys.
It was The Boys.
And?
Okay. I do like it. Okay. I am enjoying it. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens, but I have two big issues with it.
Okay.
My first issue, so if you haven't seen The Boys on Prime, which it's been there for a while. It took me a while to find it. Apparently, I'm very late on this show. But if you haven't seen The Boys on Prime, what it's about a, sort of a dystopian New York in the future where superheroes are just sort of regular. You know, we have superheroes to fight crime.
Mm-hmm.
And in New York, or in America, they're called the Seven. And the Seven are just, you know, you think like, oh, wow, this is a superhero show. No, they're all completely corrupt. They're all complete jerks.
Right.
And they're all run by this corporation. Everything they do is very corporate. Even some of the crimes are actors or fictitious or things that are that the marketing team has put together so that they could do a crime and then suddenly there's a camera and they can be like, and I did it, you know, and like wave at the camera and then they sell merchandise afterwards. So it's all a big marketing thing. I'm not going to give away any of the story. That's the premise. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called The Boys?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's called The Boys. I think that's a stupid name. They had a different name at the time and for some reason they changed it. But yeah, it's not a good name for it.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's like instead of calling friends, you're just calling it Ally McBeal.
Right.
Nobody on the show is named Ally McBeal, and it's not about anything to do with a lawyer. So what? Why? It doesn't make any sense. It's about superheroes. One of the lead characters that you follow is this girl, Starlet, mm-hmm. who like wanted to be a superhero since she was a little girl, and now she finally is one, and it's not what she thought it was. Like there's hardly any boys in it.
Right.
Who are the boys?
I mean, the guys that are trying to take them down, they're a bunch of boys, I guess.
Are they the boys? Because the other boys are A-Train and Captain Homeland or whatever.
Right. Homelander
and Black Noir. Like, those are boys, too. So right. How do I know who the boys are?
Okay. Don't pay attention to the name. Just watch the show.
The name is everything. The Walking Dead. Think right. about that. The Walking Dead is the most clever name for a television show because is The Walking Dead the zombies that are literally Walking Dead or is it the people, the few that stayed alive that are basically potentially dead? So The Walking Dead, like, is a double entendre. It's the most brilliant name for a television
yeah,
show.
Yeah, they wrote a great TV show. The acting part of The Boys, everybody who plays every part is perfect for that part.
Perfect, yeah.
The Butcher is probably the greatest actor on TV. How great is he? But
yeah, he's kind of like Wolverine. I really like him.
He's a lot like Wolverine. But what I'm saying is they wrote a great TV show. They hired the right actors. They just had a stupid name.
But the name is everything. The name is the reason why I never watched it, because I was like, oh, The Boys. That sounds stupid. Is it for teenagers? Is it The Boys, like the little boys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it's misleading because nothing about the show has anything to do with boys. It's all men. There's no boys.
But after the first 20 minutes, if you make it past the first 20 minutes of the first episode, you're hooked.
But this is why I never watched it, because the right. title is so stupid that I didn't know what the show is. What's The Boys about?
Mm-hmm.
What's it about? I mean, like, don't trust the bee in apartment 23. I knew what that was going to be about. The girl who lives next door is a total bitch, and it's going to be a funny sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like Big Bang Theory. I mean, they tell you exactly, you know, Modern Family, Black-ish. You know exactly what you're about to get into.
And I want to say there is a reason.
Two and a Half Men. I knew exactly what that was going to be about. Breaking Bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's in the title.
Right.
What the heck is The Boys?
I don't know. I didn't come up with it.
All right, here's my second issue with it.
Oh, God, okay.
My second issue is, if the world knows there are superheroes, I mean, they're not secret, right? I mean, people have posters and there's Funkos of them and they're everywhere, right? Why are there criminals? Why would you be committing a crime knowing that somebody's going to show up in 2 seconds and kill you?
Yeah, that's the whole Superman thing. I don't know. They're not really stopping a lot of crime. They're causing more crime than that's they're solving.
Point. The premise of it doesn't make sense right there, like right there on its face. It's not like these are superheroes that you don't really know about them. The whole point of it is that they're really famous. They do movies, you know, and everybody has posters on their wall. And every time you turn a commercial and you go to Times Square, their faces are everywhere. So they're not hiding that there are superheroes who could take you out in 2 seconds. So again, why would you go rob a bank if you know that somebody's going to show up and kill you?
Yeah, but they're not God. They're not everywhere at all times. So you can still rob a bank. You just got to do it. At times, they're doing something else.
Okay, well then, I mean, so far I haven't seen them ever doing anything else. So far, except for the time that one of them, I won't say what, came upon a crime that was happening, and she stopped it. Like, that was the only genuine moment that I was like, oh, a crime was being committed. It wasn't like a bank robbery or a, you know, mass murder or something that somebody was planning. It was just like, in the moment, two guys, a girl, and just a crime began to happen, and she happened to be there.
Crime is illegal now, and it still happens.
No, I know it's illegal, but people think they can get away with it because there's not a superhero who's going to swoop in as you're committing the crime. Nobody has, like, cameras everywhere, radar on you, where they're going to swoop in and stop you in the midst of the crime. You know, people do crimes now because they think they can get away with it. They know that there's not a superhero. Or like if I commit a crime right now, if I run outside and commit a crime, by the time someone calls the cops and the cops get to me, I'm long gone.
There is still crime going on. It might not be as much as it is now. So,
all right.
Yeah, there might be a hole in the plot. I don't know.
There's a few holes in the plot, but I'm a few episodes in. We'll see. I'm going to continue with the show that has the wrong name.